Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention, your attention. Why is that? Now let's remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food, and we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices, and that is our endeavor. This week, I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Known World from the book titled The Mind Field by Robert Onstein. In this book, the late Robert Onstein extends his argument to the sacrosanct psychiatric profession, as well as to meditation, parapsychologies, shamanism, and the numerous trademarked awareness systems. And the author, in the book's preface, highlights a very thought-provoking aspect. He points out that we are now on the threshold of a new understanding of man and of consciousness, one which might unite the scientific, objective, external approach of Western civilization and the personal inward disciplines of the East. To the excerpt now, Known World. We normally consider that which we see with our eyes, hear with our ears, smell with our nose, feel with our hands, and that impressions thus derived exhaust the nature of reality. Although this is partly true, the main biological function of our sensory systems is to discard information which is irrelevant to biological survival. Our senses are as selective as cat's whiskers. Our eyes focus on a small spot within the radiant electromagnetic band. Our ears respond to a narrow bandwidth of mechanical waves. Very little of the available information passes the barrier into our known world. Here ends the excerpt. I am sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy of this book with you, you can buy your copy from the following link. That is, if you can see and click on the link. If not, log on to www.malorbooks, that is malorbbooks.com, and purchase your copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. And if you like reading it all by yourself, do not forget to share interesting excerpts or whichever facts draw your attention with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.